Welcome, everybody. This is, thank you guys so much for coming. This is a very special show for us because it's our final show of our first season. And I know, such an incredible run, and this show is going to be phenomenal. So you guys are in for a treat. I'm the host of the show. My name is Ophira Eisenberg. Hello. And I would like to introduce you to some very special people on stage with me right now. This is my producer, Jesse Baker, everybody. Jesse Baker will be standing up for us shortly with a small surprise. This is also our sound engineer. He makes the magic of the sound happen for us and make us all sound sparkly on the radio. Paul Ruest, everybody. Couple of rules, actually, just to start. Please turn off your cell phones all the way to off. I know, off. It's very scary. I see a lot of people worried. I understand. And I know no one has a cell phone. I love saying the word cell phone. That's an antiquated word, isn't it? Your iPhone, droid. I have a droid. Anyone else with a droid? Yeah, those are awesome. They never get stolen. Seriously, I lost my droid. I went to the bar, and they were like, no, here it is. And they had, like, boxes. All the droids. Excellent. Perfect. This is like an amazing crowd. There's a lot of people I know in the crowd. Like an entire portion of my family is sitting up front. Comforting. Sure, you clap now. People have come from WBUR in Boston. I know. So please. A lot of people from NPR in Washington have come down. Actually, the CEO of NPR is here tonight, Gary Nell. So that's kind of a big deal. But thankfully, no pressure. and, you know, my husband is one of the people who has come to every single one of these shows. He loves coming. And now his whole family is here for this. So I have to tell one embarrassing tale about him, because that's only fair to do that while I'm on stage and have power. And what, you know, I always, and this will scare them in the beginning, which is awesome, but I don't know if you've ever walked in and your husband or boyfriend has done the laptop slam. Do you guys know what the laptop slam is, right? That's when something very obscene was on the laptop prior to your entry, and the fingers couldn't work to maybe take a window down or to change, and so it's just just to like shut it down. That's your option, just shut it down. And I saw that happen, and I was like, whoa, what is that about? And then he was gone the next day, and I know he doesn't know how to clear his browser. So I'm like, I'm going to bring up his history and see what porn this guy's looking at, you know? And I was about to do it, and I thought it was pretty clever, but then I froze. Because I was like, do I really want to know this? Right? Because then you have to live with that information forever. And I know he's not looking at pictures of girls that look like me. Right? Like he's not buying Jewy brunettes with upper thigh issues gone wild, right? He's not downloading the porn bangs. Which does exist. That is a real porn. It's just a bunch of girls trying to make their way through hair school. No. I'm his wife. He's looking at the opposite of me, right? He's looking at big, blonde, busty Christians. Who can't get enough, because he knows I can get enough. But we are not a culture. You can't stop yourself from something that is a click away. Those days are over. So I brought up the last website he had viewed, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, what is this? And it was a website called MuggleCast. No, that is, yeah, that is a website for Harry Potter enthusiasts. That is what that is. And that's his entire history. That's all of it. I'm like, what do you even, like, my problem is other women, it's other wizards. Like, what do you do with that? And I'm trying to, like, buy French lingerie to spice things up in the bedroom. Wrong. I need a big Hogwarts scarf and a robe. When I climax, I should go Expialis or something. I don't know. But then he was going out to a bachelor party, so he's a nerd, yes, a lovable nerd, and a comic book nerd at that. And I will say, he's very good looking, and that is a great combination. Right? Low self-esteem, but attractive. Get him! But he was going out to a bachelor party, and he said, you know, there's going to be strippers there. What do you think? You know, and I was like, what do I think? What am I going to do? And that's the truth. What am I going to do? Nothing. That's how it goes. I just wish I could appreciate something exactly the same. Girls come to comedy clubs all the time for their bachelorette parties because they would never go to see male strippers because male strippers are horrible. And it's because the power dynamic is all f***ed up. I figured it out. That's what, because male strippers are happy to be doing that job. That's the problem. They're proud. I don't want to see that. If I want to see a male stripper, I want to see a guy that's broken down. I want to see some vulnerability. I want to see some shame. Do you have any idea how attractive shame is? Do you have any idea? I'd like to see a tear while he dances. Actually, if he was weeping the entire time, that would be amazing. And I want him dancing to like Radiohead, something kind of interesting. And then during the lap dance, he would have to tell me things. That would be part of it. He'd be like, I could never deserve a girl like you. And I think women are really funny. And I'd tip him extra because I want him to make his way through chef school. So one day. This is a good crowd. I like this crowd. It's going to be a good time. All right, I'm going to start things off by bringing out our amazing musician for the show. We are totally blown away that we get to have him for every show, as will you be right now. Please welcome to the stage Jonathan Colton, everybody.
Hello. How's it going, Ophira?
Pretty good. Wow. Well, show's over.
I was just electrocuted.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I wasn't electrocuted. I was just kidding.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was now your new superpower.
Yeah, no. I've always had that. It's not a new superpower.
it got a little revved up. By the way, when you plugged that guitar in, I heard it inside my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was an interesting moment.
Well, so far, so good. Welcome, everybody.
There's a lot of lighting changes going on. I enjoy them.
I thought I was having a stroke. My name is Jonathan Colton. I'm going to sing a song for you now. This is there's actually a sing-along opportunity here. I know, right? Very exciting. That's not what you expect when you come to see a live taping of an NPR show, but this is what we're going to do here. You guys are zombies, and I am not a zombie. I'm a singer of songs. Here's the part that you're going to sing. It goes like this. All we want to do is eat your brains. It's a very short part for you. Because you're zombies and you're not very smart. No offense. So let's try that all together, okay? Nice and loud and proud. Like real zombies. Here we go. All we want to do is eat your brains. It's very good. A little bit lackluster. I'm going to be honest with you. I know. I understand. Maybe you haven't had enough drinks yet. Maybe you don't have enough lust in your hearts for human brains. Really, it should sound chaotic and terrible. And like a sort of a nightmare should sound like that. You should sound less like singers and more like zombies. If you would like to not sing, that's fine. I also feel that way. You could just make zombie noises, and I think that might even be better. Start early, end late, make a mess. That's my motto. Here we go. Yes, that's very bad. Thank you. This song is about, zombies. The singer of the song is a zombie. He is talking to a human who used to be a coworker of his. And he was always kind of a jerk even before he became a zombie. So the relationship is complicated. Hey, you, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. Good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. Here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming, "Oh, we're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. And I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns. Then you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly, always. We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we want is something rhymes with brains. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. I've got another meeting, Tom. Maybe we could wrap this up. I know we'll get to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open. We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. Ah. Thank you very much.